Here are today's top stories. Politicians are all about chiding the TSA for long lines and miserable travel conditions. Mayor Emanuel and Senator Durbin both called it unacceptable and promised federal funding and more agents in the near future. But in the meantime, TSA wants to remind you that it is still your fault. You don't take your shoes off fast enough, and you never take your laptop out of your bag anymore, and you use too many bins. Not to waste a great marketing opportunity, Delta Airlines chose today of all days to announce that they're going to raise ticket prices this summer. That, my friends, is what we call in the industry a dick move. Pretty soon, everything's going to cost a grand. Everything. Not just flying, everything. Ballparks, video rentals, coffee. Just a straight up grand. You laugh, but the next time you go shopping, check out how much those sunglasses in the windows cost. Guess what? I'll bet you it's a grand. Trouble brewing on the Democrat side of the campaign trail. The Nevada Democrat state convention's getting testy. And traditional Democrats are worried that the Sanders effect on the party could be, quote, revolution. You don't say. Really? It's the first time you're paying attention to this? For Democrats, this is what happens when you anoint a queen before the election takes place. When anything goes awry, and it's going awry, it's only natural for people to think that the election's being stolen. When reached for comment, Hillary Clinton's like, come on! I'm obviously the best candidate. I mean, Bernie doesn't even use email. Bernie versus Hillary, it's not over. I'm not even sure it started yet. Trump and Sanders don't represent American politics. They represent how much we hate it. All right, moving on. A new U.S. government study says that genetically modified crops are safe. Of course, the government also said, we don't need all these TSA agents. I mean, airport security is going to be fine. A new startup in Silicon Valley is applying self-driving technology to rigs. Yep, 18-wheelers, freight traffic. They want self-driving trucks. Well, that's either super great or super scary. I just feel bad for the truckers and their CB conversation.
Breaker 19, anybody out there? Anybody listening? Breaker 19? Breaker 19. This is 2.22.22.4.22.442.0. Does anyone want to play I Spy? Anyone? No. I'm so lonely.
That's what a robot trucker sounds like. In weather, nice. Gray, but nice. In sports, the Cubs and the Sox start back up after a day off. Tonight, Kyle the Calculator Hendricks goes against Milwaukee, which is kind of like a home game. And the Sox send Carlos Rodon to the mound at home against the Astros. The Cubs signed former All-Star closer Joe Nathan today. He's recovering from Tommy John. What do I know about Joe Nathan? Well, if you'll indulge me in my fantasy baseball perspective, before the arm injury, he was on the waiver wire. He's kind of a classic load him up and then struggle to get out of a jam closer, you know, for the drama. The Sox are no longer the best team in the AL. Both the Orioles and the Red Sox have creeped up, so now the Sox are just winning the AL Central, not the whole American League, which for 2016 is just so disappointing. So disappointed as a Chicago fan. In NBA news, tonight is the beginning of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Cavs and our Chicago Bulls, because that's how it should have been. It felt right, didn't it? Rolled off the tongue. Nope, Bulls aren't there. This is what we were promised when we kicked Thibs to the curb. Hoiberg was going to take us to a 7-game series with LeBron. Instead, it's a Canadian expansion team, and the Bulls have a ball in the lottery. Hey, the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Golden State Warriors last night. Never has there been so much excitement since the Bulls took Game 1 against the Heat a while back. Remember that? Remember how they would always kind of do that and then lose the next four? Right? Remember that? Good. And finally, a man was arrested for running out into the middle of the expressway this morning without his pants. The video clearly shows the man having a hard time with his trousers as they kept falling down. When will streakers learn? Take the pants off before you get into traffic. It's like nobody pays attention to the rules anymore. Well, that's the carryout for May 17, 2016. For your drinks, we kept the end of the straw covered, you know, so you don't think that we drank some of it, which we did.